This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. The pharmaceutical firm Johnson & Johnson has been ordered to pay almost $55 million in the US to a woman who said its talcum products caused her ovarian cancer. Gloria Riston claims she used the talc for years. The company is facing around 1,200 other lawsuits. They insist that its baby talc is safe and say they're going to appeal. In February, the company were ordered to pay $72 million of damages to the family of another woman, Jacqueline Fox, who died from ovarian cancer linked to the use of the talc. The firm's share price was little moved in trading today. I asked Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading in New Jersey why he thought this was.
A lot of times, just in general, when these types of announcements are made, the market has already factored in some type of settlement. And I've seen it in times where people may get, you know, a $50 million settlement and the stock goes up because there's a relief that it wasn't bigger. So it wouldn't shock me that the market might have been expecting this or even worse.
Looking at the wider market, what were the main movers today?
Today was more of a rate cut. Well, the Aussie rate cut was kind of started with the Australian Bank, you know, lowering to 1.75, 25 basis point cut, which I think all of a sudden started the global concerns again, the global growth concerns, and you started to see commodities pull back. And, you know, we're kind of still in the middle of earnings season here, which has been okay, not great. And I think you get to the point where now people are concerned, okay, where are those earnings that we talked about? You couldn't get through 2,100 on the S&P 500, which was the number. I was really watching that level key. I wanted to know if they could blow through it with decent earnings. We didn't get through it, which makes me think that we got a little bit of a pullback coming, but we'll see. But then again, the earnings were not great, but actually 72% did beat the expectations, but the expectations were lowered a lot.
And there's pressure on the oil price as well. Do you think some factory data coming out of China has had an impact there?
Yeah, I do. I think, again, the oil trade is interesting. It's been right away up from the bottom. I mean, we were down $30 or so a barrel here, and now we're, you know, closer to 45, and I think it's had quite a run. That's almost a 50% move, so that's more of a trade. I don't think it's been a supply-demand thing going on with oil. I think it's, if anything, it's encouraged some supply to stay on the market. So when you get these growth concerns coming out with China and so on, I think, if anything, you're setting up for a little pullback now in the oil market and maybe some of the other commodity areas.
Joe Saluzzi there from Themis Trading in New Jersey. Well, on Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.8% at 17,750. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.9% at 61.85.